Tokihea. This is Willie T from At the Crossroads. Nothing but the blues. 7 till 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights on 95.1 GMFM. Play the blues.
The voice of Bowen. 95.1 GMFM.
G'day, Bowen and the world. Yes, this is me, Whitsunday Willie T, the voice of the blues in the Whitsunday. So, there you go. Tonight I've got a special guest, following on from her special appearance on Roxy's show. She's a woman of many genres. Lynn's here with 8 of her picks. So what we're going to do is kick off the show with 4 of my picks, and then we'll do Lynn's. So we'll do 2 and then have a bit of a talk, and then go through and do the whole 8. That way you can get home. You look like you're looking a bit pinched. You look like you really need your dinner.
I feel like I've woken up a little bit now. After I've had a stand up and a stretch, and yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, there you go. All right. So what I'm going to kick off with tonight is a blueser that is hugely influential, particularly to people when they're just learning guitar. Jimmy Reed, his simple dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Every person who's into the blues, it's a gateway for them. And I've made a few notes about this. Where is it? Right at the bottom. His style was very, very simple and easily imitated. Basically, it's been said that he was like the blues version of a punk rocker.
Okay.
You know, simple, easy to play,
yeah,
and anybody can get up and do
okay.
it. And he influenced a hell of a lot of people, and so many of his songs have been covered by swags and swags. For instance, Baby, What You Want Me to Do, Elvis, Etta James, you know, swags of people. Bright Lights, Big City, Honest I Do, You Don't Have to Go, Ain't That Loving You, Babe, Big Boss Man, another Elvis song. So basically also done by people like Country, Charlie Rich and Lou Reed, Lou Rawls, Hank Williams, and the Rolling Stones, of course, on their last, on their All Blues album, Blue and Lonesome, come out in 2016, they did a cover of one of his. So I'm going to kick off with four of his. The aforementioned Bright Lights, Big City, Honest I Do, I Ain't Got You, Big Boss Man, and Ain't That Loving You, Babe. So actually I can't count, so I'm doing 5 songs. Because they're all pretty short. Most of my blues songs are like 4 minutes. Most of these are a bit after over 2 minutes. So, Mr. Jimmy Reed, enjoy.
Thank you. to know that I love you. Honest, I do. I never play.
That was none other than the extremely influential Mr. Jimmy Breed and his boyhood friend on guitar, long-time musical partner Eddie Taylor. He played simple two-string turnarounds and the harmonica solos were all playing with a neck attachment, those ones we see that people use all the time. All right, that quote I was telling you about, it said... It was by blues historian Billy Bearer, who wrote the liner notes on his great on Jimmy Reed's greatest hits album, and said, "Yeah, anybody with a range of more than six notes could sing Jimmy's tunes and play them the first day that Mum and Dad brought home that guitar from Sears and Roebuck. I guess Jimmy could be termed the 1950s punk blues man." So there you go. All right. Well, before we go too far, and it's not a competition between all the announcers, but it is the Listen and Win competition for May 2026. And for this one, it's a $100 gift voucher from Pilcher's Mitre 10, plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. All you got to do is text in this week's secret word, and on my show, it's 12. As in, you could go 1, 2, or 12. T-W-E-L-V-E, as in 12 bar blues. Get it? And all you got to do is text us on 0484 510 152 with the secret word 12, with your name and where you live or where you're listening from. You've got till 12 p.m. tonight to text it in. And Judge D, if you're listening up there in Mareeba, I haven't heard, got a text from you for a while, so best you get those little fingers of yours dancing on the keyboard. All right. So we do have our special musicologist guest in, Lynn. She's across a couple of genres, both country and blues. And tonight she's going to talk us through eight of her favourite songs. So to kick off this set, we've got one by Alberta Adams, Detroit Is My Home, and then Blind Boy Fuller, I'm a Rattlesnackin' Daddy. I've played Blind Boy Fuller before. I haven't played any Alberta Adams. So tell us a bit about them, Lynn.
Okay, so Alberta Adams, Detroit Is My Home, and she was born in July the 26th, 1917.
Cool.
And died in December, on December the 25th, Christmas Day, 2014. So she would have been 97 years old.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it? American blues singer, raised in Detroit, Michigan. Began performing as a tap dancer and nightclub singer in the 30s, 1930s and 1952. She signed a recording contract with Chess Records.
Oh, okay.
And recorded with Red Saunders for the label, toured with Duke Ellington, Eddie Vincent, Louis Jordan, Lionel Hampton and T-Bone Walker, among others. So she's been around for quite a while and, yeah, got a real deep sort of just a bit like
Big Mama Thornton?
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. A bit like Big Mama Thornton, so... Yeah, she's definitely a good blues singer. I just liked her, and yeah, got a chuckle in here for a good guy. She's probably seen a lot in her time.
Oh, I bet 97, yeah, and from the turn of the century basically through to this one.
Yeah,
wow,
that's a long time.
Yeah, excuse me. All right, well, we may as well let them roll, eh?
Okay, no worries. Yep, sounds great.
So, Alberta Adams with Detroit Is My Home and Blind Boy Fuller with I'm a Rattlesnakin' Daddy. Enjoy.
Six thousand, getting paid. sometimes dream. No matter how far I roam, Detroit is my home.
Knocking on my back door, saying, "That's my rattlesnake and daddy. That's my rattlesnake and daddy. That's my rattlesnake and daddy. Wants to rattle all the time." Yes, he rattled this morning about 3:30, 4:30. He wanna rattle some more, 'cause that's my rattlesnake and daddy. That's my rattlesnake and daddy. That's my rattlesnake and daddy. Wants to rattle all the time. I got a ring in my kitchen, big bed, nice and brown. Get my rattlesnake daddy, turn me down for upside down. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. Wants to rattle all the time. Rattle now, boy. Rattle to the right. My woman said, "I believe my rattlesnake dad can rattle all night. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. Wants to rattle all the time. I rattle every morning, late at night. Reason why my rattlesnake mama don't like me out of her sight. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. Wants to rattle all the time." Now the old folks rattling, the young one too. Ain't nobody rattling just like the way I do. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. Wants to rattle all the time. About 10:30, 9:30, I want to rattle again. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. 'Cause I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. I'm a rattlesnake and daddy. I want to rattle all the time.
All right, you heard the man. He was a rattlesnake and daddy. That was Bomboy Fuller. And the one before that was Alberta Adams with Detroit Is My Home. You're listening to Lynn's Picks, and that's the first of the eight she's going to be doing. Next up, we've got Eric Burdon and the Animals, When I Was Young, and followed by Frank Frost with The Back Scratcher. I was just talking to Lynn off camera, off mic, and it's funny, it's back to a Jimmy Reed connection. The Animals considered Jimmy Reed one of their main sources of inspiration and recorded versions of I Ain't Got You and Bright Lights, Big City. So there you go. How did you get on to the Animals, Lynn?
I've always loved the Animals. one of my all-time favourite bands, I guess. Yeah, I've always just always liked them. I know they do a lot of covers and that, but yeah. So the next song, When I Was Young.
Was that the one that got you in first? Or?
Oh, probably not, no.
What was?
It probably would have had to have been
House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, I always forget things when I start getting tired. House of the Rising Sun. But I also thought he's a bit hot too when he was younger. And I've always just liked the Animals. I just
okay.
Yeah. And what was that? What's that other song? They sung down in Monterey. I like that song.
Uh huh.
Love that song as well.
Okay.
And I've done a few LJ Hooker songs and things like that. So yeah, just one of my
John Lee Hooker.
Bands. John Lee Hooker.
LJ that Hooker, say. That's real estate. Yeah? We better fly through these so we can get you home to eat, girl.
So, yeah, when I was young, this was actually written by the Animals and was about Eric Burdon's dad and when he was young and he did smoke his first cigarette at 10 and met his first love at 13. So yeah, his father was in the army for a while when it was hard times.
Yep.
So yeah, it was definitely this is an Eric Burdon song. Eric Burdon and the Animals, they did write this.
Oh right, yeah, like a lot of typical blues acts, eh? They all do covers.
Yeah, that's right. You know? There's so many that you wouldn't think that. Yeah.
Well, see, blues is fairly formulaic with the 12-bar blue.
Yeah.
So it's up to them, it's different interpretation. So I think it's a lot more acceptable for them to cover the classics and all that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, so here we go with Eric Burdon and the Animals with When We Were Young and Frank Frost with My Back Scratcher. Enjoy.
When I was young. My faith was so much stronger then. I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older then. When I was young, when I
Frank Frost, Back Scratcher.
Frank Frost, there you go, Lynn. Frank Frost, Back Scratcher, and I even heard a look of hair. And you know I like a look of hair. And the one before that was Eric Burdon and the Animals with their, one of their biggies, When I Was Young. All right, we've got another competition to give away. And oh, this is a good one. This one for country people, country fans. There's three double passes we're giving away to the Becky Cole gig at the Queen's Beach on May 28th. That's a Thursday night. All you need to do is text in Becky Cole to 0484 510 152, and it's your chance to go in the draw and win a double pass. The winners will be drawn on Roxy's show the night before on the 27th of May, so that the winners will be announced on Roxy's Country Rocks with Roxy. I got the name of the show right. Roxy made a bit of a mistake when she was saying it before, but that's all right. So, again, all you have to do is text in Becky Cole to 0484 510 152 for your chance to win double pass for that gig at the Queen's Beach. I reckon that'll be a ripper show. All right. So next up, two more of Lynn's favourites. And yes, every time she's been on my show, she's managed to slip into Gary Moore, and she's requested one before she started coming on the show. So no real surprise here. Then we've got Gary Moore, Texas Strut, and Johnny Winter, Rock Me Babe. I've played music by both of these guys before. A pair of red hot guitarists.
They are both fantastic.
Really good guitarists.
Definitely. Gary Moore's one of my favourites. And yeah, been in Thin Lizzy, Skid Row, and a few others around the time, and eventually done a solo album, which was one of the best albums I've listened to. Still Got the Blues.
Yep.
I have that. But yeah, no, he can make a guitar, sing, scream, laugh, cry, whatever he wants to do. He is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And Johnny Winter, man, that dude can play some stuff.
Oh, yeah. And he loves his guitar. He loves his sparkle, loves his bling. But yeah, he was definitely a character.
And he was a hell of a producer.
Yeah.
He revived Muddy Waters' career.
Okay.
Muddy had been around for decades, and he'd been to the top, and he'd sort of gone off the boil a bit.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Johnny Winter became his producer, and he got Grammys for two of the albums he produced.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he had a magic touch. Yeah. All right, so two songs. Gary Moore, Texas Strut, and Johnny Winter, Rock Me Baby. Enjoy. All right. That was more of Lynn's List. And that was Gary Moore and doing Texas Strut and Johnny Winter with Rock Me Baby. Next up, we've got Coco Taylor and Lonnie Brooks, both of which I've played stuff of theirs before. But before we jump into that, I've got an announcement from celebrating Volunteer Week at the Bowen Community Markets on Sunday the 24th of May. So cruise on down. It's part of the Volunteer Week celebrations, and volunteer organisations will be at the markets to highlight, here's what I like, to highlight the extraordinary work undertaken by local groups. Give ourselves a pat on the back. If ever you've considered volunteering, this is probably the perfect place to check out your options. Speak to representatives, ask questions, and find out how you can make a difference in a field that you're into. Come and talk to us at Gem FM. We'll tell you a bit about Gem FM and not-for-profit volunteer organisations. We are looking for on-air broadcasters or back-end people, and so people that can help with the markets as well. The expo on the 24th at the Bowen Markets will feature non-profit pop-up booths and interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. How good's that? So cruise on down on Sunday the 24th of May. And who knows? You may just find a cause that truly resonates with you. You might be on air. I really dig it. All right. So, our next song, as I said before, of Lynn's. It's the last two, Lynn. So you'll be able to get home, get a feed, go to bed early.
True.
So we got Coco Taylor, Voodoo Woman, and Lonnie Brooks, Sweet Home Chicago. How'd you get on to them?
Oh, I was sort of like trying to look up old female blues artists. And, yeah, I came across these two, and there was another one that I did know. And, like, discovering new stuff from the old era. And, yeah, just sort of give them a go. Coco Taylor, Voodoo Woman, she belts it out a bit, so
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, she does, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. has been called the Queen of the Blues.
Yep.
In the past. Born Cora Ann Walton, September 28th, 1928. To June the 3rd, 2009.
Yep.
So, yeah, she lived a bit of a long life as well. Seen a lot, I guess, over the course of her career and her life. One of the best traditional blues albums for her appearance on Blues Explosion. What does it say here? Now, this isn't making any sense what I'm reading, but anyway.
Excuse me.
She was nominated for 11 Grammy Awards, winning 1985's Best Traditional Blues Album for her appearance on Blues Explosion.
And, you know, just by being nominated means you're in some pretty rarefied company.
Oh, yeah, for
you know,
sure.
You don't get a nomination like that for being average.
No, that's right, really? Exactly.
All right, well, we'll kick these off with Coco Taylor, Voodoo Woman, and Lonnie Brooks, Sweet Home Chicago. Enjoy.
Sky again. looking dead at you. I got dust from a rattlesnake. I got a black spider bone.
Thank you.
All right, that was Lonnie Brooks and his version of the classic Sweet Home Chicago. A lot of people would have first or probably only ever heard that on the Blues Brothers, which introduced a whole generation of people to blues music. And it was pretty good, and it was sort of around the time when Stevie Ray was first busting out. And not long after, Stevie Ray was on one of David Bowie's albums.
Yeah.
Was it Let's Dance?
I think so.
And Bowie famously offered him a gig as his guitarist on his tour, and he knocked it back.
Yeah, because they wanted to do
Double Trouble,
a show or a couple of songs or something, and on their own, and David Bowie wouldn't let them. So then Stevie Ray Vaughan turned around and gone, "Oh well, you know."
Yeah. And I think they just recorded Texas Blood.
Yeah.
And that was at Jackson Browne's home studio.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow.
And so that was already happening. And there was no real animosity with David Bowie. I read an interview with Steve Ray. He said, look, it wasn't nasty. I just sort of said, no, we're doing our own thing. And fair enough. It's a bit like when Eddie Van Halen did the lead break for Beat It for Michael Jackson. Mm. And at one stage, I read just the other night that when Metallica were having all sorts of problems, they offered him, I think it was $20 million to be their guitar, to walk in and be their guitarist.
Wow.
And he knocked it back. He said no.
Eddie Van Halen?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And he said to him, the problem, if you replace your guitarist with me, the problem doesn't go away.
Well, that's true.
It's the interpersonal relations between the whole thing. So he knocked it back.
Wow.
I only read this just the other day.
Wow.
Anyway, that's a little bit away from the blues. So anyway, to sum up Lynn's contribution tonight, she's pulled out some wee rippers that she does all the time. We had Alberta Adams doing Detroit Is My Home, Blind Boy Fuller, I'm a Rattlesnake and Daddy, Eric Burden and the Animals, When I Was Young, Frank Frost, My Back Scratcher, Gary Moore, Texas Strut, Johnny Winter, Rock Me Baby, Coco Taylor, Voodoo Woman, and Lonnie Brooks, Sweet Home Chicago. I think we both must have impeccable taste, Lynn.
I'd say so.
Because
sure.
I've played all of those people on my show except for Alberta Adams and Frank Frost.
Okay.
But all the others, I've given them a spin. So thanks heaps for coming.
You're welcome, and thank you, Bowen, for listening.
There you go, man. You're getting the hint of this, see?
Yeah.
You'll be able to go solo soon. I might have the night off and just throw it over to you.
Oh, that's it, hey.
Might have to do that during State of Origin.
Yes, true.
All right. Then, getting back into business, I'll take over. So, next up, a couple of songs by a guy called Stacy Mitchart. And he's an American blues guitarist. And he's originally from Cincinnati in Ohio and was getting a hell of a lot of attention playing the club circuit there and went national attention in the early 90s. And then he moved to Nashville, which was fast becoming sort of America's unofficial capital of music, not just country. It's sort of overtaken New York and L.A. nowadays. And he's part of the legendary house band of Bourbon Street Blues and Boogie Bar. And he's been doing that ever since. So three of his songs, and he's a hell of a songwriter. One of his songs' lyrics was the one that sort of got me in, where it said, I'll turn that one off. I ain't drinking to forget. I drink to remember why I ain't with you. I put in one shot of regret and a little splash of hate. I wake up to your face each and every day, but at least I know my hangover is eventually going to go away. That's a bit cynical, isn't it, eh? That's a blues man having a spit. So we got four hit songs. Flip It to the Other Side with none other than Charlie Musselwhite. And Mean Bad Wrong with Kenny Neal. Then Keep Bluesing. And the last one, The I Drink Whiskey. Enjoy.
From being overfried. If a pancake's burning, from being overfried. I get in the kitchen, flip it to the other side. If that old blues record that brings teardrops to her eyes. If that old blues record brings teardrops to her eyes. I pick up a needle, flip it to the other side. To the other side. Flip it to the other side. I'm gonna turn out right. I'm gonna turn out right. Flip it to the other side. I did my duty, but she's not satisfied.
jet lag. Baby, we'll be gone.
whiskey every morning too. Sometimes I drink it on ice. Lord, sometimes I just drink it straight. With a little soda is nice. Hell, sometimes I drink it with lemonade. I put in one shot of regret. And every day, but at least I know my hangover will eventually go away. Jack Daniels and Jim Beam and his cousin Evan Williams. Man, we're going to get Uncle George Dickel and go up to old granddad's house up by Diamond Creek. We're going to go ahead and dip into Woodford Reserve. And man, we might as well pick up old man Barton too. What the hell? Bring him and go do us a little wild turkey hunting. You know what else? Hey, look, it wouldn't be right if we didn't invite the neighbor. Our neighbor Jose. It ain't no party unless Jose's in the house. Lord, I drink whiskey. Yeah, man, come on, y'all. Let's all have a little whiskey. Ooh. Ooh, that tastes good.
All right, that was none other than Mr. Stacy Mitchart with four songs, two from his album Rhyme or Reason, that was Flip It to the Other Side, featuring Charlie Musselwhite, and Bad Means Wrong, featuring Kenny Neal, and the other two were from Juke Joint Party, Keep Bluesin' and I Drink Whiskey. All right. Now, for your chance to win the ultimate music holiday, long-term Gem FM sponsor Ellie Beach Music Festival have announced a Party in Paradise package prize. Well, I'll try and say that fast. The exclusive prize is valued over $5,000 and includes 2 VIP festival passes, 5 nights in the Waterview Queen Room at Hart Hotel, 2 by ocean rafting tours comprising scenic flights over Hart Reef plus Whitehaven Beach day trips, daily breakfast at the deck and a seafood platter at Northerly's Beach Bar and Grill. Oh, that's good. To enter, simply go to the Ellie Beach Festival of Music website and subscribe to the festival's digital newsletter before entries close at midnight on Sunday, May 17th. So that's not far away, people, so jump in for your chance to win. If you've already subscribed, just update your details in our new categories for phone numbers and postcards, etc., and you'll go into the draw too. Lastly, if you've already bought tickets, you can still enter, and if you're lucky enough to win, those tickets you've already purchased can be refunded or legitimately transferred. So how good's that? The winner will be contacted by festival organisers the day after the draw, after the draw's closed. That's Monday, May 18th. So you've got until May 17th, midnight, for your chance to win the $5,000 prize, the Ellie Beach Festival of Music Party in Paradise Package Prize. How good is that? So we've got a few more. We've got another listen and win. Oh, it's not a competition between the announcers, Roxy. So if for your chance to win, and what you might win will be a $100 gift voucher from Pilch's Mitre 10, plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. All you've got to do is text in the secret word for my show, 12. You can either spell it, T-W-E-L-V-E, or you can write the numerals, 1-2, with your name and where you're listening from, or where you live, or where you're listening from. You've got till 12 p.m. tonight for your chance to win a $100 gift voucher from Pilch's Mitre 10 and a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. So how good is that? All right. So next up, we've got what I call tricolour blues. And if you know what a tricolour is, that's tricolour. And that's the French flag. And I'm doing that because I got a few songs by C.J. Chenier. He's the son of the pioneering Zydeco musician, Clifton Chenier. And Zydeco is a sort of combination of Cajun and Zydeco. They're very similar sort of music. Cajuns were the white, and Creoles are the black or mixed race from around the New Orleans and South Louisiana area. So C.J. Chenier did straight blues, and he also did Zydeco like his father. So we'll kick off with a couple of straight blues ones with Ain't No Need in Crying, Black Snake Blues, and Banana Man. Mr. C.J. Chenier, enjoy. Oh,
nobody. Fine beggars in my room. I wonder what life's made you do in my room. I wonder what life's made.
right, that was Three by C.J. Chenier, who's more famous for Zydeco than he is for straight blues like that. Well, as straight blues as you can get with a squeeze box, a piano accordion being the lead instrument. And there was three songs, Ain't No Need in Crying, Black Snake Blues and Banana Man. All right, we've got a sponsor announcement. And come and play Winter Bingo at the Wangaratta Bowls Club. Friday mornings at 9:30, commencing last week, Friday the 1st of May, through to the end of September. It includes bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles, lucky tickets, and free morning tea. Oh, that'll do me. And it's at the Wangaratta Bowls Club, 12 to 14, Maroona Street, Queen's Beach. And if you want to get more info, give them a dial on 4785-1197. Once again, 4785-1197. And while I'm at it, we got this competition, a reminder, if you want your chance to win one of three double passes to go to the Becky Cole gig at Queen's Beach on May 28th, on Thursday night, all you need to do is text in Becky Cole to our station number, 0484 510 152, and you're in the running to win a double pass, and it'll be drawn on Roxy's show the night before the gig. So that's Country Rocks with Roxy on Wednesday the 27th of May. So once again, all you have to do is text in Becky Cull to 0484 510 152 for your chance to win some double passes. And finally, one other. This is a great cause by an amazing digger. An 80-year-old Vietnam vet, Chris Atkins. He's swimming 80 laps of Bowen's Olympic pool to raise funds for the Bowen RSL renovations. How good's that? He's a cancer survivor, life member of the Bowen RSL, and he's been doing 200-plus laps a week in training. Wow, good on you, Chris. Every dollar stays in Bowen, every dollar counts. They want to raise $35,000. So come and cheer Chris on at the Bowen Pool at 12 p.m. on the 23rd of May to cheer Chris along as he takes on 80 laps. Plus you can donate and enjoy a sausage sizzle on the day. So that's, 12 p.m. on the 23rd of May. So good, that's a pretty happening thing, I think. All right, back to Mr. C.J. Chenier, but a little bit of more of what he's more famous for rather than blues, and it's Zydeco. So we've got a couple of songs. Man Smart, Woman Smarter, don't we all know that, fellas? And Jambalaya, the classic Cajun song written by a country and western dude. Written by Hank Williams in 1952, covered by a squillion people. So, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, and Jambalaya. Enjoy!
A little monkey business. Who's in up a man? You can see what you can see. The sun is gone, you can't let it be. The moon is full, you hear the call of the wild. Makes the grown man acting like a child. So maybe you get lucky and a hit the resistance. Everybody needs a little monkey business. A little monkey business.
little monkey business. So what we're going to do right now is take it down to the bayou. Way down the bayou where the coffin got stole. And the alligator sing the blues. And we la-la. Oh, I saw. Ow!
Man and farmer
That was Clinton Chenier with Women Are Smarter. Men Smart, Women Smarter. I got the order wrong. It started off with Everybody Needs a Little Monkey Business. Jambalaya, then Man Smart, Woman Smarter. All right, well, we are coming to the end of our journey down to the crossroads. I'm going to finish it off, and just for a little bit of symmetry, I'm going to finish with Elvis doing a Jimmy Reed song, Baby What You Want Me To Do, and then another one from him, Trying To Get To You, another Elvis doing the blues song. So this has been At The Crossroads with me, Whitsunday Willie T. We'll see you next week for your weekly double shot of the blues on the same blues channel at the same blues time. That's Wednesday nights from 7 till 9 p.m. on the Gem of the Whitsundays, Bowen Zone 95.1 Gem FM. And a big thank you to Lynn. Do like it when you come on and pick some songs. You got good taste in music. All right, we'll see you all next week. Have a good one.
We've been together. so long to have to separate this way. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday. Play the blues, boy. Play the blues.
This is Willie T from At the Crossroads. Nothing but the blues. 7 till 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights on 95.1 GMFM. Play the blues.